Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There has been a profound change lately in the nature of my conversations with younger people. These days, 99.9% of the people I talk to are younger, but never mind. Admittedly, I don't talk to many people at all, so this is hardly a valid sample. Still, I am struck by a new emotion that frequently appears these days when young people talk about the future. Fear. 15 years or so ago, at a social gathering, a lovely young woman I had just met asked me what I was working on. I told her I was writing a book, Brace for Impact, whose thesis was that industrial civilization was in the process of an inevitable and irreversible collapse. "Oh," she said, "is this where I bat my eyes, smile brightly, and edge away?" I assured her that it was not necessary, that I could converse on other subjects, and we did. I've been writing from that point of view ever since, and for a decade and more, the argument simply bounced off most people. I and the handful of people with similar views were classified as doomers and relegated to the far reaches of Reddit. It was easy for them to dismiss us, in part because that's what every single political hack in the overdeveloped world told them to do. It's different now. The American West is burning, ravaged by wildfires that no longer have a season but rage all year, each one seeming bigger than the last. It is parched by unprecedented drought and sweating under unprecedented heat waves, as is the Midwest. The East is sinking beneath the waves of a rising ocean, and along with the South is lashed by ever more ferocious hurricanes and tornadoes and derechos and microbursts. The same sorts of things are happening to most of the countries on the planet. This torrent of actual events has done what decades of predicting them failed to do. It has broken through into the consciousness of young people. And they are afraid. It has become a named thing, climate anxiety, the subject of scores of articles in the mainstream media. I say good. Fear, like pain, is a signal that something is amiss and requires attention. Where did young people ever get the idea that they could live a life devoid of fear or pain? Wait, don't tell me. It was their parents, crooning to them that they were special, they could be anything they wanted to be, they deserved an ornate champion's trophy just for showing up. Life was going to be an eternal festival of overconsumption and self-indulgence. Across hundreds of thousands of years of human culture, until just the day before yesterday, our ancestors had a far different mantra to pass on to their children. The famous Franciscan theologian Richard Rohr has studied initiation rites, the way all cultures once passed on essential lessons to their children as they transitioned to adulthood. He found that for all their differences of detail, initiations, all, conveyed 5 essential lessons. 1, life is hard. You will experience much pain. And to get you used to that idea, we're going to inflict some now. 2, you are not that important. Except as part of your clan and the people, there is nothing special about you. Father Rohr says that all clans, through all time, recognized that narcissism was a great enemy of the people. 3, your life is not about you. To put it in modern terms, life is not a car you get to drive wherever you want to go. It's a huge excursion bus that you were lucky enough to be able to board and that will let you off at a time and a place not of your choosing. Because 4, you are going to die. And number five, you are not in control. Just as all people die, so all cultures collapse. It's time for the pampered young people of the age of infinite indulgence to confront the existential threats that surround them and then to carry on, living the best life they can, doing what they're able to do to save themselves and their families, with fewer panic attacks and less whining. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.